Roy Wilkins in New York on 90.
Hello?
Ready, Mr. President.
Hello?
President
Johnson? Yes. Yes, Roy.
Good morning, Mr. President.
How are you, Roy?
First, I'd like to thank you for the beautiful party last night. Mr. Wilkins and I appreciated being invited.
Well, thank you. I thought it was a real nice one.
It was very nice. Very nice.
He was thrilled, wasn't he?
Oh, he should have been.
Well, you know, I thought he might have gone a little too far there and endorsed me, didn't you?
Well, he couldn't afford it. Some people laugh, you know, who understood the French. And they laugh when he got to that part.
Yeah.
Well, he's on the right track, whether
he's
moved or not.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Stein gets down here last night, and some of these leaders up there, and they say that we're really not doing anything on registration, and said the National Committee ought to help them. So I checked up over here at the National Committee, and they said, well, they were kind of waiting on Wagner, that Wagner had indicated that he didn't know, and I'm afraid we got a little diversion up there, and nobody cares very much, and this thing could get awfully dangerous for us.
Mr. President, we're holding a meeting tomorrow afternoon of five or six of us. I hope to get Martin King in on it, but if he doesn't come in, all right. Of the heads of national organizations in which we're going to attempt to get a statement agreed upon to call off demonstrations and concentrate on registration and voting. Now, I don't know that we'll be able to do that, but I know we will do it in our organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in. I'm getting out telegrams to 300 cities where we have committees at work.
Mm-hmm.
And at Flint Sunday, that's where I was.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get together, but I was at a voter registration rally where we had about 12 to 1,500 people present.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to stimulate this. I don't know what the regular organizations are doing about it, but we're working at it.
Now, we're not doing much about it. And this committee is not doing much about it. And I've carried over all the Kennedy people, but Bailey and them are not full of vinegar and up and at them. And if you have any chance to put the fire under Cucklebur under their tail up there, and particularly if you're talking to the mayor, tell him let's go on and get everybody registered, and then I'll put some money from the committee here to help them. Now, I just talked to a bunch of governors. They say they have the same problem in their places, that they Governor Carville, who's running against Williams, and Williams is a mean man, and he was against their bill, and he did everything he could to hold it as long as he could. But he tells me that the Negroes are 17% in Delaware.
Yes.
Population, but that they're not registered.
They're not registered.
Not registered. And he's got a mobile registration unit out. But if we could just, in Delaware is a very small state, and that would be a good place for some of your surplus energy to come right out of Philadelphia and come right out of New York and help them get them registered there, because that's an important Senate seat, and this fellow's an awful good fellow.
Exactly so. Now,
will you look into that?
I'll look into it, Mr. President, and Mrs. Wilkins wanted me to tell you she has a group of women from about 40 cities.
Mm-hmm.
Who are starting a doorbell ringing campaign in August.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
And we're going to use the Georgia Klan yesterday's endorsement.
Oh, you ought to take that. Have you got that Miller statement on NBC?
I'll get it from NBC. I heard about it last night.
Well, now Miller's got it, and I showed it to some of the leaders this morning. He dodges around, but then he winds up saying, I'll accept anybody's support and get.
But we expect to use this as a stimulation to registration.
You get on some TV up there where the wires will quote that.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.